I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The contract for Atlanta Public Schools Superintendent Maria Kostarfin has been extended through June 2020. The Board of Education voted 6-3 in favor of the move yesterday. The AJC reports that previous votes to extend Kostarfin's contract in 2015 and 2017 were both unanimous. Kostarfin, who was hired in 2014, did not get the support of new board members Erica Mitchell and Michelle Olympiadis, or veteran board member Leslie Grant. The dissenting board members cited constituent feedback, concerns about fiscal accountability, school safety, culture, teachers, and focus on charter schools as opposed to traditional schools as the reasons for their opposition. Educators from across the country are in Augusta this week for a 4-day training session on incorporating cyber education into their general curriculum. The program, which is being presented by the Central Savannah River Area Alliance for Fort Gordon and the National Integrated Cyber Education Research Center, is designed to help teachers prepare students for careers that will require a working knowledge of the cyber field. WJBF-TV reports that more than 200 classroom teachers from 22 states are attending. The content and curriculum being presented at the forum is available at no cost to all K-12 teachers, even if they did not attend this week's forum. Well, beginning July 1st, Atlanta's streetcars will be owned and operated by MARTA as part of the Transit Authority's new Office of Light Rail Operations. In a press release, MARTA execs said the streetcar's 2.7-mile circular route presents an opportunity to provide last-mile connectivity to riders, aligning rail schedules so commuters can use the streetcar for the last leg of their trip. The MARTA Board of Directors will make a final determination on streetcar fares. Other operational decisions, such as service frequency and route expansion, will be made after the transition is complete. The streetcar's operating budget will come from a 2016 half-penny sales tax referendum. A letter from the Georgia Attorney General's office says it does not intend to criminally charge the city of Atlanta for open records violations. However, the letter obtained by the AJC and WSB does say individuals could be prosecuted if evidence supports it. The city could still face civil penalties under the Georgia Open Records Act, which calls for fines of up to $2,500 per violation. And a manhunt is underway for an inmate who escaped during kitchen duty at the Houston County Jail. The Houston County Sheriff's Office says three inmates escaped Monday, but two were quickly captured. 38-year-old Shane Sape remains on the loose. Sape was last seen near an apartment complex near the jail. Authorities believe he is still in the area and, at last report, were conducting a door-to-door search within a mile of the facility. An Atlanta recording studio that has been used by artists including Mariah Carey, Ludacris, Britney Spears, and John Legend was the site of a shooting and stabbing early this morning. Atlanta police report that the victims were ambushed by three armed suspects in a secured area behind Patchwork Recording Studios around 2:30 a.m. Two men were shot multiple times in the legs and a third was stabbed in the hand. All three were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are searching for suspects. And in sports, the UGA baseball team's season came to an end yesterday as they lost two games to Duke in the NCAA tournament. The victories earned Duke the first super regional berth in the school's history. Duke will play Texas Tech in a best-of-three series this weekend. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.